If you're a gardener or a food grower, there are certain kinds of natural fertiliser you will happily spread across your beds. Horse manure? Tick. Cow? No problems. Chook droppings? You have to be careful with acidity, but otherwise good to go. Even sheep, goats and other forms of wild animal dung. But dogs? Oh, no. There is no way I am ever eating something out of that garden. That is just disgusting. According to the RSPCA, 40% of Australian households have dogs, and when they poo in our yards and our streets and our parks, it is our legal and moral obligation to scoop it up in a bag and dispose of it thoughtfully, which is where my next guest comes in. CQ University Environmental Science PhD candidate and dog owner, Emily Bryson, has spent 2 years analysing decomposing dog poo for her research. Emily, welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. You kind of fell into doing this research, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did. I have a background in fine art. Now, I worked for many years as a graphic designer and artist, and then I really started to think about sustainability and how I could actually make a difference in the world. And I looked around at my household and I thought, oh, look, I love dogs and I love growing things. And I compost most of my household waste, but I'm not putting my dog waste in there. Why? And so I started looking further into that, and that's where this all started. I transitioned from my grad cert into a research degree, and here I am.
So you're now actually on your way towards a PhD in this?
Absolutely. I'm hoping to become the world's first doctor of dog poo composting.
I'm pretty sure it's a small field.
It's very niche, yes.
So we'll get into the science around dog poo in a moment. But I just want to hear, how did you reach out to other people and the way they're dealing with their dog's waste to really compare and contrast?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, looking at my own practices, I thought, look, if I'm having these sorts of questions and these sorts of issues, surely other dog owners are. And as part of my research, I didn't want to assume that my practices were reflective of other people, other dog owners. So I ran a survey for dog owners all across Australia, asking them about their attitudes and behaviors of dog waste disposal. And I ended up doing 5 interviews with ABC Radio, which went out to all these ABC Radio listeners, and it was amazing. So I ended up getting an incredible response of over 1,100 dog owners throughout the entire country. So regional, urban, everywhere. It was great. And I asked them what they did.
Well, exactly. What kinds of questions were you asking in the survey?
I wanted to know essentially what they're doing with their dog poo. So do they pick it up at home? Do they pick it up away from home? If they do, what are they using? Are they using a bag? If they are, what kind of bag? Are they using a shovel or a scoop? And then when they do pick it up and they go to dispose of it, where does it actually go? So are they putting it in the bin? Are they trying to compost it? Are they burying it? Are they burning it? All those sorts of things.
Even if you don't own a dog, you know that there is a vexed social issue around dog waste being left around the community, and it really gets on people's nerves. It can affect your environmental appreciation of your landscape around you, but also it's a hygiene issue as well. So what did people tell you in those responses?
It is a huge issue for people. They don't like to see dog waste in the environment. In fact, that was the number one pet peeve that they actually let me know about. So what I found from my survey was that the vast majority of dog owners are picking up their poo at home. About the same amount of people who pick it up at home, so the vast majority, they're still picking up their dog poo away from home. And most of this is going to landfill.
And does that involve, Emily, a lot of plastic? Are people putting their waste, when it comes to going into landfill, into a plastic bag first and then putting that in the garbage?
I'm seeing a lot of that, yes. So when I asked the types of tools that they used to pick it up, plastic bag was way up there. There seems to be a lot of confusion around the types of bags that are provided by councils for people to pick up the dog poo with, a lot of them are labeled degradable. So that could be oxo-degradable or biodegradable. And people seem to think that if it says degradable or the word eco on it, or if the bag is green, then this can be put into a compost. So that could be a home compost, or it could be a green waste bin at home, like a curbside organics waste bin.
And is that true, or are they actually being led astray?
They're being led astray. So degradable does not necessarily mean compostable. A lot of people have really good intentions in using these products, but what may be happening is that they're using a product that's going to break down into microplastics instead. And what that's going to do is actually create more pollution than it's actually going to help.
So you've got this double whammy then, haven't you? Because you've got microplastics being spread by something that may be wrongly labelled, at least in a person's mind, a dog owner's mind. So you're contributing that to landfill, plus you've got the dog waste, which is contributing methane, one of the worst gases when it comes to greenhouse and environmental future.
That's right. Yeah, there's... with the number of dogs that we have in Australia, there's a tremendous amount of both organic and plastic waste going to landfill at the moment, and that's essentially what I'm trying to remedy.
So let's talk about the science around dog poo, because there is a yuck factor. Is it justified?
It's gross. It is. And I think that people do need to be aware of hygiene. If COVID has taught us anything, it's that we need to be very conscious about our hand hygiene. But yes, dog poo is messy, and I wouldn't recommend picking it up with a bare hand ever.
Well, Emily, you mentioned it's messy. Are there things in dog poo that cow, sheep, goats, other dung don't have?
Well, we know a lot more, as you said, about agricultural animals and the waste that they produce and how it can be beneficial for growing food. The fact is, we actually don't know much about the risks or benefits of dog manure in compost and how we might be able to use that to grow food at home. So what I'm looking at is the types of pathogens that are foodborne, that are in a dog's gut, that are similar to the types of pathogens that you might find in other animals. So this is salmonella, which we know from chicken manure. Salmonella is a bit of a risk. And then a type of pathogenic E. coli. So I'm looking at those to see what is in the dog manure when I put it into the compost. And then I'm looking at it again after the compost is finished to see if those types of pathogens have been disinfected.
My guest is Emily Bryson. She's a PhD candidate in environmental science through CQ University, that's Central Queensland University. And she may well be one of the only researchers in the world that has found a niche form of research into the efficacy of using perhaps dog waste, dog poo, in a way that is beneficial for edible gardens into the future. So, Emily, how did you do this in your own backyard as part of your PhD research?
Well, I have my own research assistant here, Bailey. He's a beautiful 15-kilo King Charles Spaniel. And while he does a really good job of producing manure for me to test, he couldn't produce the volume that I needed. So what I did was I talked to dog daycares around my area, and I collected poo off of them, which I thought was going to give me a really good representation of the types of healthy dogs that are in the community that might have their poo composted at home by their dog owners. So different types of breeds, ages, diets, that sort of thing. And I wanted to homogenize this sort of manure so I could get a good representative sample and see what was in it. What I did was I took samples of that poo and I flew it to Rockhampton, where my...
What?
Yes, exactly. So I'm enrolled at CQ University. My supervisors are both in Rockhampton, and so is the microbiology lab that I use.
And you're in Adelaide?
I am in Adelaide, yes.
Right. So you actually boxed up dog poo and sent it to your university.
Yes, exactly. This is one of those times where you end up doing something in your research that you never thought you would. What I ended up doing was getting certified to handle and ship dangerous goods, biological substances. So I'm now certified to do that.
I'm already feeling sorry for your supervisors and any of the researchers waiting eagerly for your package to arrive.
Yes, it was actually pretty exciting.
I bet, yeah.
Yes, and I went with it.
Oh, great. So it was on the seat beside you, was it?
No, it was in the cargo.
Oh, good to hear. Good to
hear. Yes.
Yeah. And so you take it up there, it goes to the laboratory,
yes.
And when you've got so many different kinds of dog poo blended together with different diets, doesn't that make it very hard to know what's working and what's not?
Well, the thing is, I'm only looking at a couple of different types of specific pathogens, E. coli, Salmonella, and a type of bacteria called Campylobacter, which causes diarrhea. And I looked for those types of growth of bacteria on Petri dishes in the lab.
And what did you see?
Well, I found some things that may or may not be those. What I've done is sampled those and extracted their DNA. And the next step is to take those and have the genome sequenced so that I can be absolutely sure whether it is or isn't that type of bacteria.
So you're genome sequencing bacteria inside a combined bulk package of dog poo.
Yes, absolutely. If I find that there's too many pathogens and it's not safe to use on veggie gardens, then we can start to work toward that. So do we need to increase the volume of the compost bin to get it hotter? Do we need to add something to it? What do we need to do to actually help the process become more sanitized and safer?
So how far into the research have you come compared to how far you've got to go before you come up with some concrete answers around this?
So far, I've done one initial composting trial with dog feces, and I'm about to finish my second one.
By the same token, if you're excited by this conversation, do not go and put your own dog poo into your compost bin. We still don't know the outcome from Emily's trials here, and that's the very reason why she's leading the frontier on this research. Is that a fair warning to make, Emily?
That's exactly right. These are still early days. There's still a lot more work to be done. Next year, I'll be taking what I've learned from these two pilot experiments, and I'm going to apply it to a larger scale. So doing something very similar, but in larger compost vessels and a different type of worm farm to see exactly what that might look like for a real-world scenario for a dog owner doing this at home.
In the meantime, if you reside in Adelaide, and you happen to be peering over someone's back fence and you know they have a dog and the backyard is incredibly clean, you know it's Emily's.
Yep. My research assistant does a really good job of providing me with material that I scoop up almost immediately.
Emily Bryson, we hope that you come away not only with a PhD in this area, but also a viable way for all of us to feel better about what happens to our dog feces and how it could potentially, if we can get over ourselves, lend to fertilising what we grow. Imagine that. That'd be almost a circular economy. We could be feeding the dog the leftover vegetables from our dinner that it helped grow in the first place.
That would be so great. That's ultimately what I would love to see come out of this PhD, yes.
Emily, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Michael.